climate and sustainability.
Good afternoon to you, Kevin James. Welcome. Are you good?
Yeah, all good. Happy to be back in the country, Ernest. Thanks for asking.
All right, welcome back. Now, the Cape Town water situation is top of mind at the moment on many levels, we can say. Please give us an update on the current status as well as what the city is doing to address this threat. And please also share with us your opinion on whether they are doing enough.
Yeah, so, you know, like any Cape Town citizen, it's top of mind for me as it is for others. We've been had water restrictions placed on us, level 3, level 3B, and they're now even talking about water shedding of up to 4 hours per day from next month due to the fact that we have anything in the region between 90 and 120 days left of water should we not have sufficient rains. Now, I made contact with City of Cape Town a couple of weeks ago as a concerned citizen via Twitter. And I was asking what they were actually doing about this problem, and their response was actually very swift and very comprehensive. They do have a world-class demand management program going on here, Ernest. They've won the Adaptation Award at the 2015 C40 Cities Awards. They've reduced leaks from 63 bursts to 31 per 100 kilometers. Significant communication awareness campaign on, in the media and on social media. And they've got big, big penalties, 10,000 rand fines, jail time for non-compliance. I personally think there should be a name and shame thing going on, but maybe that would be next. Then I asked what they are doing to enhance the supply, because all very well conserving and working on the demand side. They said the National Department of Water and Sanitation, the NDWS, has commenced implementing the Berg River to Full Flay Dam Augmentation Scheme, so augmenting the water supply from the rivers as the next plan in the region to create more water supply, and this should make things okay to 2021. After this, they're planning a number of schemes, including groundwater from the TMG aquifer as well as the Cape Flat aquifer, so hold that point for the next discussion, and then water reuse and finally seawater desalination, which personally I would like to see happening sooner, and all these are being looked at for the next 20 to 30 years. They did also mention that under normal weather conditions, there is sufficient supply to meet demand. But this year, there's been a significant drought which has created these massive supply constraints. My response to that statement is, do we have 20 to 30 years? What happens if we have another drought next year and every year after that to 2021? The response was that any water supply schemes other than surface water sources, rivers and dams, become extremely expensive and are difficult to entertain at this stage. And I suppose that this depends on what price we place on actually having water at all in the future. Ernest, I just want to remind listeners there, I'll probably handle next week what we can do more than they're doing at the moment to deal with the problem. But in the short term, I just want to remind the business people that GCX, Sun International, next week at the Maslow in Sandton, we're holding an extremely quality event with a fantastic lineup of speakers. It's titled Water as a Business Risk, What Happens to Businesses When They Run Out of Water. And I urge really anybody concerned about the impact of the water crisis on their business to attend. It's going to be invaluable and amazing event with full of quality speakers.